This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Your grain futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Thursday had another weak day after President Trump took the trade war with China to Twitter again, announcing additional tariffs against China would be starting in September, and we'll go more in depth on that story in part two in the Ag News. Grain futures again for corn. September corn was down 7.5 to 392.75. December corn was down 7.5 as well to 402.5. And March corn was down 7.25 to 413.25. August beans were down 17 to 847. September beans were down 16.25 to 852.75. And November beans lost 16.25 Thursday to 865.25. Chicago wheat for September lost 11.5 to 475.75. December wheat lost 12.5 to 480.75. And March wheat was down 12.5 to 491.75. August bean meal lost $5 a ton to 293.20. September bean meal lost 540 to 295.10. And October bean meal lost 540 as well to 296.70. Soybean oil for August was down 7 cents to 27.68. September bean oil lost 8 cents to 27.80. And October bean oil was down 8 cents as well to 27.92. Now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Thursday's Cash Grain Report.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon with an announcement of 10% tariff on another $300 billion of Chinese goods. In northern West Illinois country, grain dealers quoted chow corn bids down 6 to 7 cents at 358 to 393. Soybean bids were 12 to 16 cents lower at 789 to 813. In central Illinois country, grain dealers quoted chow corn bids down 5 to 9 cents at 379 to 404. Soybean bids were 15 cents lower at 807 to 847. And southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 to 9 at 351 to 423. Soybean bids were 13 to 17 cents lower at 806 to 842. And wheat bids were mostly 11 to 12 lower at 436 to 481. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 16 to 20 cents lower at 823 to 860. Basis was steady to down 4 at 4200 to 500 in November. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $287.10 to $300.10 a ton, down $3.40 to $5.40 a ton, with basis unchanged to up to at $800 to $5 over the September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 8 cents lower at $4.07 to $4.23, with basis steady at $15 over to $30 over the September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids 13 to 17 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.98. Put basis down 5 to 9 at 34 under to 5 over the September. Soybeans ended down 23 to 29 cents at 808 to 821, with basis at 57 under to 44 under the November. New crop wheat prices were mixed at 426 to 461. Basis was steady to up 25 at 50 under to 15 over the September. East St. Louis barge flowing to Malays place sir producer corn bid 7 to 9 cents lower at 376 to 389. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 18 to 25 cents. Quotations at 835 to 842. Soft wheat closed up 9 cents at 480 to 481. And Milo ended the day down 7 cents at 437 to 438. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 354 to 393. Soybeans at 799 to 836. In the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 375 to 396, soybeans at 807 to 852. In the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 361 to 415, soybeans at 811 to 842. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thursday's livestock futures finished mixed but mostly lower. Live cattle for August were 97 cents higher to 107.87. October live cattle were $1.07 higher to 108.72. And December live cattle gained 62 cents to 112.85. August feeder cattle were down 30 cents to 141.22. September feeders were down 92 cents to 141.52. In October, feeders lost $1.02 to $141.52. Lean hogs for August were down $2.52 to $76.80. October lean hogs were down $3.52 to $67.47. And December lean hogs were down $4.02 to $66.25. Now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield once more this morning for Thursday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.36 lower. In a range of $70 to $84.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $78.03. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow prices were firm with good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 25 to 30, 4 to 5 weighted 26 to 33, 5 to 6 weighted 30 to 38, and over 600 pounds, $32 to $40. The Illinois direct hog trade, prices of barrels and gilts country buying points were steady with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from $52 to $58. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $15,800. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, soy steers and live bases trade at 115 to 117. And on a dress base at 180 to 185. Choice heifers and live bases trade at 111 to 116. On a dress bases at 183 to 185. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 235 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $87.79, which is 24 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $214.24, which is 70 cents higher, while select carcasses are $189.34, which is 35 cents lower. Estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 121,000 compared to 121,000 last week and 119,000 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 472,000 compared to 468,000 last week and 455,000 1 year ago. A recap of the Walnut Livestock Auction for today had receipts of 270 compared to last week. Slaughter steers sold $4 higher, slaughter heifers $2 higher. Choice steers from 114 to 120.50. Holstein steers from 84 to 91.50. Choice heifers from 112 to 118. Breaker cows from $68 to $75. Boner cows average dressing at $70 to $73. Lean cows from $45 to $55. And bulls from $75 to $81. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
And in Ag News for part two of this Friday morning Ag Show, a new report from Rabobank says China's hog herd could be cut in half by the end of the year. China, home to the largest hog herd in the world, has lost an estimated 40% of its hog herd already due to African swine fever. Official estimates have guessed the losses between 15 and 25%, but many fear the data coming from China is inaccurate. Reuters reported in early July that as many as half of China's breeding pigs have either died from ASF or have been slaughtered because of the spreading disease. Rabobank last year estimated China's hog herd at 360 million head, but says as many as 200 million pigs could have been culled. Meanwhile, U.S. pork production is expected to rise throughout the third quarter of 2019, driven by a large breeding herd and improvement in productivity. The report notes that exports are struggling, but trade terms with Mexico and Canada should improve exports, and the resumption of trade negotiations with China is positive. In National Ag News, human remains were found this week on a Missouri farm where two Wisconsin ranchers went missing. Authorities say identifying the remains may take a long time, but the discovery will advance the investigation. Nicholas and Justin Diemel of Wisconsin went missing 2 weeks ago during a series of farm visits related to their cattle business. Suspect Garland Nelson of Bramer, Missouri, Thursday postponed his bond hearing until next week to allow his attorney to attend after a judge previously denied his bond. The 25-year-old remains jailed on a tampering with a motor vehicle charge after admitting to driving and abandoning the victim's rental truck. The remains were found on Nelson's 74-acre farm. In 2016, Nelson was sentenced to a 2-year prison term for cattle fraud. Nelson admitted he engaged in a scheme to sell at least 114 mortgaged head of cattle that were pledged to the Farm Service Agency without notifying FSA of the sales. He was ordered to pay more than $262,000 in restitution. In a story I touched on in Part 1 during the grain futures, President Trump plans to begin enacting additional tariffs on China to pressure negotiators to reach a trade agreement. Talks between the U.S. and China are scheduled again in September, according to the White House. President Trump took the trade war to Twitter again Thursday afternoon, announcing additional tariffs against China starting in September. Trump says the U.S. will start putting a small additional tariff of 10% on the remaining $300 billion of products coming from China starting September 1st. The comments follow a recent meeting this week between the U.S. and China. Earlier in the week, Trump said the talks were productive, but China has yet to follow through on its alleged commitments to purchase U.S. agricultural products. The move is undoubtedly a tactic aimed at forcing China to commit to a trade agreement. When the U.S. first threatened this new round of tariffs earlier in the year, China struck back with a threat to raise tariff rates on $60 billion of U.S. goods. Moving on to State of Illinois Ag News, an international trade economist with the American Farm Bureau hopes to see a resolution with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, or the USMCA, later this year. Veronica Nye says corn farmers, including those from Illinois, would be a winner under the deal.
You know, we've been pretty down on the trade side for a while, but this is actually something exciting and positive we can say about trade. We all know how important NAFTA has been for our sector. We went from $9 billion in exports to $40 billion per year. USMCA improves NAFTA. We've had a lot of Farm Bureau members in D.C. this spring, this summer, meeting with their representatives and their senators to say, hey, this is important, this is timely, we need to get this done. That message continues through August recess, and we're hoping to get this thing to a finish line in September or October when folks come back into D.C. From recess. Mexico is our largest export destination for corn nationally, probably for Illinois as well. So we feed a lot of corn for products that go around the world. 30% of our exports now go to Canada and Mexico. That integration means a lot to our sector. So it's an incredibly important agreement. And most importantly is that it sets the stage for the U.S. to have negotiations with other countries. It tells other trade partners, hey, we're in the trade market, we can get a deal passed through Congress, we're good partners and we're ready for this. So that's certainly a message that we want to continue to share with folks, is that we know NAFTA has been important and USMCA is an improvement, though not a seismic improvement on market access. We're aware of that, but it's a real marker for what it means for U.S. agriculture to be involved in trade.
Nye spoke this week at the Illinois Farm Bureau's Farm Income and Innovations Conference in Normal. The Illinois Soybean Association, during its annual meeting in Champaign yesterday, elected new leadership. Doug Schroeder of Mahomet was elected chairman. Schroeder raises soybeans and seed corn along with his wife Stacy, son Bob, and son-in-law Matt. Schroeder previously served as the organization's vice chairman for 2 years. Other executive committee members include vice chairman Steve Pitstick of Maple Park, treasurer Jim Martin of Pontiac, secretary Rick Rubenacker of McLeansboro, and assistant secretary treasurer Scott Gaffner of Greenville. Joining the executive committee are David Wessel of Chandlerville as production and outreach committee chair and Roberta Simpson Dolbear of Nebo as marketing committee chair. New at-large directors were elected by state soybean producers in attendance, and they include Betsy Emmerich of Vandalia and Tim Skates of Carmi. New district directors seated include Dwayne Anderson of Lynn Center in District 3, David Niekamp of Coatesburg in District 8, Ron Kindred of Atlanta in District 9, and Jeff Parker of Belleville in District 15. Four American Soybean Association representatives were elected, and they include Ron Moore of Roseville, Stan Bourne of Lovington, Bill Rabin of Ridgeway, and Rob Schaefer of El Paso. The ISA has a total board of 18 district directors and 6 at-large directors from throughout the state who work on behalf of the Illinois soybean producers and the checkoff. Each board member serves on the production and outreach committee or the marketing committee. To learn more about becoming a board member for the Illinois Soybean Association, you can visit their website, ilsoy.com/aboutus/leadership/opportunities. Kevin Gordon, manager of the State Fair in Springfield, is pleased to announce that Sunday, August 11th through Thursday, August 15th, daily admission prices have been lowered to $5 for adults during the 2019 State Fair. Prices for senior admission will remain at $3, and children 12 years of age and younger are free. This is being done to make the fair a more affordable, family-friendly experience. Parking on the fairgrounds is still only $5. The discount admission booklet, which provides any adult 11 any-day admission passes for the fair, are still only $45, a savings of $30. Tickets can be purchased online anytime at illinoisstatefair.info by calling 217-782-6661 and in person at the Emerson Building on the State Fairgrounds from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. In addition to the already low daily admission prices, the fair also offers free special admission to attendees with proper ID on theme days. Sunday, August 11th will be Veterans, including their immediate family members, and Gold Star Families Day. Monday, August 12th is Senior Day for seniors 60 and older. And on Friday, August 16th is First Responders Day. So mark your calendar for the 2019 State Fair, which begins next Thursday, August 8th and runs through the 18th in Springfield. And you can stay up to date with all the latest news and announcements from the State Fair by connecting with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And one more event from the State Fair. There's no better way to open the State Fair than by cutting the ribbon on the crown jewel, the Coliseum. After being condemned in 2016 due to rusted support column bases and rotted support beams, the Coliseum will once again be open for business during the fair. And you can join them in welcoming the events back to the 118 old structure with a ceremonial ribbon cutting on Friday, August 9th at 10 a.m. Governor Pritzker, Director of Agriculture John Sullivan, Raymond Poe, former State Ag Director, and Kevin Gordon, State Fair Manager, will be on hand, along with local and state dignitaries, for the ribbon cutting. And finally, moving on to local ag news, today is your last day to RSVP for the Phosphorus Management Workshop, being held by the American Farmland Trust and the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership. It'll be held at the Magnuson Grand Hotel on the West Frontage Road off Exit 60 with I-55. Special guest speakers will be discussing the benefits of phosphorus, and you can learn how to keep phosphorus available and in your fields for your crops. The Phosphorus Management Workshop will be held Tuesday, August 6th from 8:30 until 1. And remember, to RSVP due today, you can contact Rhonda at the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District office at 854-2626, extension 3. Then tomorrow, Saturday, the Greenfield FFA alumni will be hosting their first annual tractor drive and show. This will be located at the Greenfield Lake, just east of Greenfield. Participant registration begins at 7:30 in the morning, and there's no entry fee to do so. The Parade of Power will then begin at 8:30 a.m., and the tractor show will follow approximately 12:30 in the afternoon, and the parade will be estimated at about 24 miles. Both new and old displays are welcome, and this is a completely free event. but donations are accepted and should be made available to the Greenfield FFA alumni. Proceeds will then benefit the Greenfield FFA student chapter. For more information, you can check out their Facebook event on the Greenfield FFA alumni page or by calling 217-320-2484. And on Sunday, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be sponsoring a pedal tractor pull in conjunction with the Hillsboro Old Settlers Car Show on Sunday. Classes for children will be between the ages of 5 and 12. Registration will begin at 12:30 on the Courthouse Square in front of the Farm Bureau building, with the polls beginning at 1. All those who enter will receive 4 ride tickets to be used later in the week, and a ribbon for first place in each category will be awarded. And remember, if you have any ag news you'd like to have aired here on the morning or afternoon farm show, you can email that to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday morning, August 2nd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.